Thank you. First of all, I'd like to, my name's Paul Fromm. I'm running for mayor. I'd like to thank the Malden Mirror for staging this debate. I must say, it's really nice to be where it's free. I too, it's a hard act to follow, Mr. Barber, but I must say, I too was shocked at what happened to us at the University of Toronto. You know, a center of learning, and here were four candidates denied entry to the mayoralty candidates debate. We're like little boys with our noses up against the window pane. Can I come in? No. Now, I can't talk for the other candidates, but I did jump through all the hoops. I filled out the release to Rogers, and I filled out the agreement to the rather, I thought, so silly and tight-ass terms of the debate. But anyway, I'm a libertarian, you see, so I don't like restrictions on freedom. But anyway, I did all that. I was still told I couldn't come in. And it really was a travesty. You know, there are 17 people who put their name in and put in their $200 to run for mayor, and only six were allowed in. Well, I know there were four of us, including Mr. Barber, who wanted to get in. And I think this is characteristic of the current regime, and it's time to take one big old broom and sweep the wall out and put some new faces in with a commitment to Mississauga. Now, I make it a policy. I don't slag other candidates. I have some ideas, but I don't take personal insults very, very kindly. And the first candidate suggested that I use code words. Well, let me get this straight. I don't use code words. I'm probably the only candidate who's prepared to look at the issues of overcrowding, transportation, gridlock, poverty, the lack of social housing, and mention exactly what the problem is. And I was paying very close attention to some of the comments made during the debate for council, and some very good issues were raised. And the basic reality is this, and this is not a reflection on anybody in this room, but it is the reality we face today. Mississauga is full. Canada faces unemployment officially about 8.2%, really it's about 15%. We've got massive traffic gridlock. There is a 21-year wait for social housing. Now, not everybody has to wait that long, but the 21-year wait. What is the common factor? We're full, and yet the plan of the Ontario government is for 300,000 more people, almost all immigrants, to come to Peel Region in the next six years. We're full. If I'm elected mayor, I will camp out on the front lawn of the Minister of Immigration and say, we are full, it's time to declare a moratorium on immigration. Let us adapt and deal with the people we have. We just can't keep shoving people in, because Mississauga today is that, in the words of Joni Mitchell, they paved paradise and they put up a parking lot. If you are concerned about the environment like me, you simply know we're not going to have a cleaner environment, a better environment, if we have another 300,000 people in Peel Region. I'd like to flatter you, I'd like to tell you a whole lot of BS, but I won't. That's the truth. If you want the truth, vote for me, Paul Fromm, on the 25th of October.
Thank you. And our next candidate, please.